Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Chief Minister Nipiryo has expressed regret over the abstention of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization from the open local body elections. Ryo said this during the felicitation program for the newly elected urban local body councillors from Dimapur and East Dimapur representing the NDPP held at Jumukedima. He said the government is serious in filling up the empty ULP in the eastern districts. Ryo also said, despite a setback of non-participation of ENPO, he remained optimistic that better things will come and pave the way for them to work together for comprehensive development of the state. Ryo also assured that grants would be allocated within permissible limits to facilitate development in the state, including Eastern Nagaland. Ryo emphasized the need for a dedicated directorate to oversee urban local bodies advocating for improved efficiency in governance. He also discussed the government's consideration of an anti-defection law to ensure stability in governance, highlighting its importance in the functioning of elected bodies. Extending congratulations to the elected councillors from Dimapur and East Dimapur, the Chief Minister exuded hope that their dedicated service to the communities will pave the way for a better future and progress of Nagaland. NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 will be held on the 11th of next month and to be conducted in two shifts. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences has issued the revised schedule of the examination yesterday. The exam was postponed last month, a day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The Women Entrepreneurs Network Nagaland, in collaboration with the Department of Industries and Commerce, conducted a workshop on business governance for women entrepreneurs at Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development and Facilitation Office yesterday. The aim was to spread awareness on mandatory business regulations as well as information on various government policies for women entrepreneurs of Dimapur, Jumukedima and Newland districts. The workshop was held under the theme Year of Business Governance on the topic Importance of Regulatory Business Compliances and Documentation, where around 40 women entrepreneurs from various fields attended the workshop. The participants were highlighted on various aspects including regulatory business compliances, trade license, UDYAM, Food Safety and Standards Authority of India registration and Pradhan Mantri formalization of micro food processing enterprises scheme. It is part of a series of workshops planned in several districts of Nagaland by WENN on the theme Year of Business Governance to Empower Women Entrepreneurs. Deputy Commissioner Mukukchung Tsovise Pochi has ordered the closure of the vehicular movements along the ongoing widening of existing single lane to an intermediate lane road between Mukukchung to Chare via Diku until the end of monsoon season or further notice. The closure was initiated following massive landslides and rock falls along the stretch of the highway, posing threat to safety of the commuters and on-site workers. In a travel advisory, DC Mukukchung advised the travellers from Mukukchung to Chare and vice versa to take the alternate route of Sewak, Gate, Mualenden, Meilong, Chare. And in sports, Nagaland team defeated Meghalaya by 5-0 in the last football league match of the tournament to progress to the semi-finals round of the ongoing Women's Sentinels Cup at Sonitpur, Assam yesterday. The tournament is organized by Assam Rifles with teams from northeastern states including Assam, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Tripura, Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh, and one from the Director General Assam Rifles women football team are taking part. The women's football club Naga Damsels is representing the state at the first Sentinel Northeast Cup 2024. In the last match of the Pool B, also the last league match of the championship, Nagaland defeated Meghalaya 5-0 thanks to Neke Konyak's hat-trick, and Chumushe and Wati Jungla scored a goal each for Nagaland. While Nagaland lost against Arunachal Pradesh by 5-1, but won against Mizoram 6-0 in the second match. Nagaland sailed to the semi-finals as Pool P runner-up and will now play Director General Assam Rifles, the winner of Pool A, on 8th of July. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.